Welcome to Cabronas y Chingonas, a podcast where we talk about queer and Latinx topics such as
Amber and Adam Eve, or also known as Samantha Eve on Invincible. I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Those two, like, shared some moments where I was like, why do you guys even care about this guy you're dating? Like, what's the point? Just, like, she's right there. Go get her.
They're both so powerful and, like, in sync. It didn't make sense. Like, and they were honest with each other. So, I don't know. Whatever.
In sync connection. Misconnection. All right. Whatever. Whatever. What up, Corona?
What's poppin', Chingona? It's been a while. What's up?
I know. We keep trying to make this happen. Life keeps getting in the way. Missed flights. shows that aren't exactly what you want them to be. Just the one thing after another.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. No, that's just life. It happens that way sometimes. So, sorry, you guys. We've both just been living life. But we're back. So... A lot has happened. A lot of terrible things have come out, but a lot of good things have come out. And one of my favorite things that's come out and made me very happy is Kalani. She finally came out as a lesbian.
Proud of her. We all knew she had it in her.
Yeah, it was always there for her. And she's so fine, and she's thirst trapping for everyone. So God bless.
Bless. Also recently came out. Literally today for us was Demi Lovato as non-binary. So proud of them.
The fact that they like used this time and looked inward and like discovered so much, like I feel like they're just so brave. We talked about this before, how much we love Demi Lovato, how you like their music and how I just like them. So
pretty recently, right?
Yeah, recently. Yeah, no, no, you mean, like, my love for Demi? My love for Demi is, like, since Sunny with a Chance. But anyways.
Sunny with a Chance was pretty underrated.
Such a good show.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's freaking awesome. What have you been watching?
Oh, God. So I made the mistake of being really excited, and then I watched Ride or Die, and I remember... It's this, like, Japanese lesbian runaway murder movie that's based off this manga who's just as equally bad. But I got really excited because it stars Kiko Mizuhara. She was in Norwegian Wood. She's been in other, like, Japanese things that I think are just super cool. And I think she's a very, very good actress. But I don't know what the fuck they're doing with this garbage pile of, like... stereotypical male gazy, like I just hated every single moment. Did you watch Ride or Die?
I didn't even bother. You said it was bad. I was like, oh my god, Fred Pita's put up with some trash lesbian movies. If she says no, I'm not doing it.
Oh, good. Thank you for taking my recommendation, because I was mad after I finished it. It was just, I was pissed off, and I had to pause it, dude. I had to pause it, step away, take a walk. I came back like, okay, I have to finish this, though. Maybe it'll turn around. It did not. It did not turn around. It was always like, it was about two very toxic lesbian women, but from the from the male gaze. They had more sex scenes with men than they did with women.
What the fuck?
It was very, like, fetishy, the camera gaze. Like, it's just so many things you notice now, and it's just, I couldn't enjoy it. It was painful. Zero abundances. I recommend this to no one. Although Kiko Mizuhara can act, so just watch her in, like, Norwegian Wood, which is the only thing off top that I can think she was in, but that was really good. Also, very male gazy, but at least it's expected, but whatever.
Oof. Yeah.
So bad. What about you? What have you been up to?
I have been watching a bunch of stuff, actually. I've been catching up. Every time I go to Texas, I come back and missed, like, so much. But I've been watching Invincible on Amazon Prime from your recommendation, as well as a couple of others that I ignored for a while. But it was really good. I was like really holding up when I got back from Texas, and like that was what I watched the whole time.
It's so bingeable, but it's not. And it, like, I watched so it all in gory. One day. It's
yeah. Gory. Well, I think so it gory. Took maybe 2 days. But yeah, it's very, like, that and a new show called Jupiter's Legacy on Netflix. They're still very clearly inspired by The Boys. The Boys, like, has spurred off this new thing with, like, superheroes being more gory, being more real, being, like, more realistically violent, you know?
Oh, shit. Okay, I love it. I love and some not Watchmen. Perfect.
Yeah, it's like
esque superheroes. Like that's the best kind.
Yeah, it's definitely. But I expected more from that Jupiter's Legacy show, but Invincible really delivered. It did pretty well. Could have been gayer, but you know, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? At least they had actual gay actors play the gay characters. So
yeah, I thought that and, was interesting. You know. Really hit it out of the park with casting. Like Sandra Oh, Steven Yeun.
Yes.
Zazie Beetz. Such a good like
Nicole Byer
cast.
Mahershala
Ali. Like,
what kind of
budget?
Yeah. That budget's insane. Maybe they gave them like a real superhero budget just to cast these people. Like,
maybe that it was like because you know it was quarantine friendly where everyone didn't have to be in the same room, you know. It's voice acting, it's a cartoon, but it's like one of those like good ones. I don't know, but that was a solid show. I you know, we very much considered covering it.
Yeah, no, I mean the show's amazing, it's cast well. I kind of spoiled the entire series for myself, as I usually do with anything I like. I YouTube everything. I need everything I need to know because I start going crazy because I'm like, I'm in this world. I need to know more. And so I spoiled it for myself and I'm just really that excited. Sucks. Not really. I'm really excited to see how they're going to do a lot. I don't dislike spoilers.
Do you mean like spoiled the first season or do you mean like the whole thing? Is it based on something? Thing.
It's based on a comic book. Oh, so okay. I went in and just every single character, I know their backstory. Yeah, I'm just like, maybe I'll find it and read it online, but we'll see.
But you know, they don't always stick to the thing, right? Game of Thrones went off script. Watchmen's things go off script, so you never know.
That's what I'm saying. Whichever way they interpret the rest of it, it's going to be interesting because I think it takes an interesting turn the way a lot of other things that we really like do. They start off one way and they are about something completely different. So I hope that's not a spoiler, but
yeah,
but yeah, it's just really interesting and well done. So we'll see.
Yeah,
but yeah, I like your shirt. You want to tell the class what you're wearing?
The class. I'm wearing a new functional shirt that Daniel gave the cast and crew. He's a creator of Functional Series because we officially wrapped on Sunday.
Oh,
and so that, yeah, it was, man, it was wild to like take that huge hiatus and then finally wrap. And it was also interesting 2 months later coming back to set with all these people who we'd been wearing masks around, which we still did on set, but like, you know, we felt so much better knowing we're all fucking vaccinated as hell, you know.
Yeah.
And it was nice. People. Yeah. it was cool, but you know, it wrapping as much as like it's over, it's to me, I'm excited because I want people to see these episodes really badly. I think they're gonna be so good.
That's exciting. I mean, representation. We need it, and real authentic representation that doesn't come in the form of Kenya Barris and Gina Rodriguez.
Fucking brownish.
No, it's not. What not Gina. It's fuck. It's Eva from Longoria. Texas. Eva Longoria from Corpus Christi.
Brownish. Brownish. Give it one second. Like, I swear, I can't go a week without like the Latinx community embarrassing the fuck out of me.
Every time it's just brownish. Oh my god, I want them to like, what is it? All the tweets are like, abolish the Latinx family complex. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I agree. We liked one of them and they canceled it, and now they're trying to give us some more bullshit. No, it was done right the first time. No, that was the only remake I accept. No, thank you. So,
yeah, basta. I can't believe it. I can't. Well, that's a great segue into our little ad for the day. Today we are sponsored by Vaccinated Ho Summer, brought to you by Cabronas y Chingonas merchandise. We officially dropped something that we were going to drop last summer, literally like right as the pandemic hit, because we wanted to look fly for the summer. Luckily, fashion has not changed in a year, except for all that damage that the Gen Zs did. No offense, but... we dropped some new merch. You want to tell them about it?
Yeah, so we dropped some new tie-dye merch, tie-dye t-shirts, fanny packs.
We also have added fanny packs and like all the other designs, the conchas, the cafecitos, the original like Cabronas y Chingonas logo, and the TV one. So like fanny packs galore. But we're mostly excited about these tie-dyes because like that's like the look this summer, you know what I mean? Like we can go outside this summer, we're vaccinated, we can actually enjoy ourselves and not be locked up, you know.
We can be near people and not think that it's all going to end very soon. So shout out to us and these tie-dye shirts. Y'all need to look fly, look cute for your little crush because you're going back into society. Maybe a cool shirt will help you be able to talk to someone, because I know I completely lost all social skills.
Conversation starter. They're like, oh, what is that logo on your shirt? Let me tell you about it. Let me tell you about CYC podcast.
Yeah, let's have a conversation. Like, also, it's just pretty wild to have that word on, because like I forget that what the shirt means in the, you know, context of actual Spanish speakers. So like walking around like that at like Jerry's and like Oak Cliff is like fun. It's a fun time. My dad wears his t-shirt all the time out.
I love it.
It's great. It's great. He's always in public just like, yep, I'm out here with my t-shirt. So it's fun.
That's so funny. But yeah, go and check it out. We have the link in all our bios on our social medias at CYC Podcast. And I have a link of this in this description of this episode, most likely on whatever thing you're listening to it on. And please send us pictures if you buy one and you get one. I want to like post it.
Yeah, we want to see these t-shirts out in the wild where we haven't been.
Where we're about to be.
Hopefully. I don't know. Texas is a little wild, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's just burn it all down.
Greg Abbott fall off a cliff challenge.
No, all of this is satire. We don't mean.
I don't mean that I'm going to personally push him
off. For legal purpose, no, this is all a joke.
It's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah. That's how we feel, allegedly. Satirically.
Allegedly, you can fuck off and die.
Yes.
So, this is going to be kind of an unorthodox episode. This is a Patreon episode. Like, this is what we do for Patreon. We love our Patreon people. They get to hear a very raw version of us, a very non-produced version of us, and a real version of us. And we're going to do a little bit of that today. Because why the fuck not? It's hard to cover shit when there's nothing to cover, all right? So this is what we're gonna do today.
Yeah, Ride or Die cannot be the thing we cover. I'm sorry.
It like, can't. We can't do that
to
you guys.
I'm not spending more than 2 minutes burning it down.
I'm not.
Life is too short. We have to enjoy things. But I don't know if this list is really about that.
I think I'm gonna enjoy this a lot.
Oh man, okay, I'm excited. Okay, y'all, if you don't know, today we're going to be covering Otto Straddle's 25 lesbian movies on Hulu that you can watch right now for fun if you want. And yeah, I've seen most of these. Like,
I've seen a lot of these.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
We've covered a lot of them. Select few of them. Is it a lot? I don't know. Let's go through
it.
Let's start with number one. I'm actually like, some of these are like, I can fangirl about. All right, shout out to Reese, who is a major person on Otto Straddle, as far as I know, for writing this list. This is mostly their opinion.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah. So, number one, Portrait of a Lady on Fire. We've been raving about this movie since the fucking day it came out.
Yeah, like, please, if you haven't watched it yet, I don't know. I have a portrait of a tat.
I have a portrait of a tat
on my body, okay? There's a literal portrait of a lady on fire tattoo on me. If She's I ever meet Celine Chama, I'm going to be like, girl, look, I've got scarred for life by your movie. It's nothing I can do to avoid it.
That's wild.
Love this movie.
Yeah, this is wonderful. It's one of the, we've described it as, like, if you're going to do something all white like this, then you might as well do it so good that we can't complain about it. No. Portrait of a Lady on Fire. It's on Hulu. All these movies are Hulu movies right now. Like, very accessible. I mean, you know, I don't know how you guys do it, but I like to borrow logins.
I'm usually the one with the login.
yeah. Shout out to login providers.
The backbone of our society.
Oh, Lord. But let's just do a complete 360 real quick and go to the next one on the list. A little movie called Lord. The Girl King.
Oh, man.
Another period piece. Not even close to as good. Have you seen this?
Of course I have. Of course. Have you?
I've seen it. I tried to see it.
You tried to see it? It was like the stereotypical, like, scary lesbian, like, being predatory, which lesbians can't be that predatory because of the power dynamic they do not hold. Like, men actually hold power in society. Women don't hold that same power unless she's, like, super buff and your boss. And actually, in this sense, she is predatory because she's, like, her boss, for real, for real.
She's the girl king.
She's hashtag girl king. Gatekeep and gatecast.
How did they mess this movie up? It could have been really good. Like, if we're being honest, I was kind of excited about it. It wasn't good. It was a little weird and it didn't seem genuine. And I don't have much more to say. What does the description say? Queen Christina of Sweden, who was crowned at the age of 6, will not abide the conservative ideals of her culture, especially. So it makes it sound like she's, like, fighting against, like, some, like, oppressive thing. Like, no, she's... Sentence. I don't know about that.
Read that last sentence, though.
Solidly mediocre.
That is correct. It is solidly mediocre as fuck. Oh, God. This next movie? Have you seen this next movie?
No, but you talk about it all the time.
I don't mean to talk about it all the time. I had a crush on her. Anyways, the next movie is Liz in September. And I'll tell you who I had a crush on. It's the same actress from The Mummy. She played The Mummy. The mummy's girlfriend, I guess, who had that fight with Rachel Weisz, and she's actually a real life lesbian. She came out, she made this movie, she talked about being a lesbian, and, like, literally, I'm gonna run to watch this. She's Latina, she's a lesbian, and she's liking white women. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, like, the trope of it. I think she was, like, cheating on her girlfriend with this white woman, and it's just like, we don't have to be messy. This isn't the L Word Part 4. Like, we don't need that. But I mean, I did watch it, and I would probably watch it again in my life. I'm not gonna keep it real with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't, like, run to go see this thus far.
Don't. But someday, walk slowly.
Maybe. Well, by the way, sorry if there's noises. There's construction next door. Gentrification in the works. And
live.
My roommate works from home. So I will try my best to cut it out. Next fucking movie, though. Holy fuck. I watch this movie all the time. Like, I'm not even exaggerating when I say, like, I'll throw this movie on to feel good. And it's Booksmart. Like, we've covered it, we've loved it, we haven't stopped talking about it. Olivia Wilde, what the fuck? Let's go. When's the next one? Vamanos.
Anything. I think she did get a lot of money to make something recently. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, there's something. Yeah,
she's working on something, though. So I'm excited. And then, come on, Beanie? Beanie, I love you, girl. Oh.
Beanie Feldstein still has my heart. All these actresses, really, in this movie, I've been excited to see in other things lately.
Yeah, I'll see her in anything. Oh, this next movie's so cute. We love this movie. So good. Like, this melted both of our cold hearts. Its hearts beat loud. Oh, yes, I love this movie so much. Sasha Blaine is adorable, and she thinks we are too, so
I'm
extra points to her. But she did really good in this. Both of them did. Kiersey Clemons did amazing. So shout out to both of them. Ron Swanson was in it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, with his wife.
I heard from a little bird who mm-hmm. worked with her that Kiersey Clemons is a joy and a very kind lady.
Really? Mm-hmm. She seems like, I mean, she has that vibe to her. She has very, like, soft energy. Like, this is the most gay thing I've said. She has soft energy.
10/10 would watch either of them in anything.
So. You know what? I'm due for, like, a rewatch of Hearts Beat Loud. I need to, like, feel...
Such a good feeling movie, like, just, like...
I need a happy cry versus everything else. I need that happy cry. Oh, God. Have you seen this next movie?
No, I've been avoiding it like the plague.
You're not wrong. It's not bad, but it's not, like, great. It's called Princess Cid. It's about this suburban high school girl who goes, spends a summer, I think, with someone. It's been so long since I watched this.
Or something?
Yes. And she falls in love with this, like, white butch girl. And, yeah, it's a sexual coming of age story, I guess, and for a white girl. I don't know. I feel like this movie could have been a lot better, too, but it wasn't really anyone's fault. They just didn't really find their stride. Like, shout out to the movie. I'm happy it exists. Like, good job to everyone there. But it just, I feel like maybe the producers or somebody just kind of washed this down a little bit. It could have had more impact, but it was cute. I mean, you know,
here's
like,
my question for Auto Straddle. Why is this number 32 on your list and Hearts Beat Loud is 81?
Oh, no. That's not right.
That's a little sus.
I just saw that now. 81? That's disrespectful.
How is it higher than Booksmart?
It's higher than Booksmart. I mean, I guess because she, like, struggles with it. But that's
because it's about sexuality, I guess.
Yeah, it's about sexuality versus just wholesomeness and, like, a soul. But whatever. Oh, God. Moving on from that movie.
I don't know that I don't think I've seen this one. I've just heard a lot about it. It's like one of the oldies.
This is one of those movies. This is called Elena Undone. This is one of those movies I watched in, like, 9 parts on, like, YouTube growing up.
9 parts. This fucking struggle. You kids under 23 don't know anything about it.
They don't know this. They don't know the struggle of waiting till somebody. And then it's not even, like, in your language, but you're, like, shout out. That's why I'm so what used to subtitles. I don't know. Maybe I think the first time I saw it was, like, Italian or some bullshit. Not like I don't know why, but I think it was Italian and it had English or Spanish subtitles. But anyways, it was okay. I wouldn't watch it again. It wasn't very memorable. You have to be really struggling. This is like south of nowhere age lesbianism, like when it was really nothing out there other than like the L word and like indie movies that a high schooler couldn't get to on her little computer one time a week. So Don't watch this unless you really just, it's the only thing, it like the only way I would watch this again is if like it was the only thing on TV and I didn't have Wi-Fi, phone, like no, like just one television and this was the only thing playing, then I would watch it. But if I could watch Space Jam instead of this, I would. Tom and Jerry, Looney Tunes, I would watch before this. I'm just keeping it real. But yeah, anyways.
This is the part of the list where I get a little struggle-y because mm-hmm. I haven't seen a lot of these. I don't know anything about Vita and Virginia.
You know, Vita and Virginia actually was really, really weird, but at the same time, they have a lot of chemistry. They acted their asses off. The writing was really strange. The plot was really strange. The way they decided to, like, tell the story, strange, but them two liking each other and having chemistry and acting out their scenes was very like believable. You get kind of caught up in that you'll put up with all the weirdness of the rest of it. I get what they're going for, but I think it was maybe like too experimental for something that low budget, or maybe I don't know, it was a little all over the place, but I would watch this again regardless of how strange it was.
I like the caption on this Auto Straddle. I like that it says, I asked Drew if this movie was good, and she said, no, but it wasn't bad. It's very fine.
That's basically the short of what I said.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that description. It's that does it for me.
It wasn't bad. It was very fine.
I think the next one's on my list, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen this one? This one's called... good? Yeah, it's okay, actually.
It's very fine.
It's fine. It's called AWOL. It stars this white lady and this other white lady. Oh, okay. No. One of them was in...
Are they youths? They look young.
No. One of them's a MILF and one of them's a MILF. Oh, my God. One of them's a mom.
Sheesh.
Cut that out. I've been on the internet way too long. I'm just in, and on K-pop Twitter, it's like ridiculous. It's like chaos every second. Sorry. She was in... Hold on, I have to Google this show. It's Diego Luna, not Diego Luna, el otro.
¿Cómo se llama? Gael García Bernal.
Yes, Gael García
was. Well, she was Amazon. In that.
Yes.
That fucking composer. Mozart show?
With
Mozart in the Jungle.
Mozart in the Jungle. She was in Mozart in the Jungle. She was the lead love interest, and that's why I watched this, because she was also like a soft butch in love with mom. So it was actually cute. It was cute. It was about
I
want
to watch it.
You should.
That's interesting. It says talking bad. About class can be ugly. What is that?
It's a lot about class. Yeah, okay. They're both like poor people.
Oh, I'll watch that.
It's for like actual representation of poor white people, and they're not like demonizing them. I was like, oh, shout out to class solidarity. Ooh, right, this one I have not seen.
Me neither. Oh, it's Australian. Mm-hmm. Let's see what they have to say.
Oh, and it's called All About E.
E is a girl. and apparent. Oh, Mandela is in this. Interesting. So I guess it's just kind of like, apparently it's sidetracked a lot with men. So that makes me not want to watch it that much.
No, but this was an oldie too. Y'all have to understand.
I think
this
is
also
like a very indie movie, just judging by what I'm looking at.
And I'm talking like early 2000s to mid 2000s indie old. So
is it? I thought I'm pretty sure it's like within the last 10 years.
Let's see. I feel like it's old. All About E.
It's 2015.
What? Oh
yeah,
no.
Yeah, because Mandela is like, she's this like chick that goes to Lexicon a lot. And they're fairly young. So they would be like 10 when in the early 2000s, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm confusing this with a different art movie from the early 2000s. Yeah, I definitely never seen this, and I probably never will.
I think it's a very, like, super indie film. I don't know a lot about it. Next one I haven't even heard of. Have you even heard of this?
No. It's called Anchor and Hope. Let's see. It says, Eva and Kat have lesbian names and live on a... What? Eva and Kat have lesbian names and live on a boat until Eva decides she wants to have a baby. But Kat is like, "What? Why I love her bohemian lifestyle."
Oh my god. The last sentence in the description. Has anyone seen this?
No. No one's seen
I have not.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to either. My bad. And it's just not going to happen.
Ooh, yeah, they lost me a little bit there.
What is this?
What is this?
Oh,
ooh.
That actually, like how we're all having we both might actually reaction. Watch this.
Yeah, immediately like, ooh.
Wait a minute. We love an actual... Okay, so it's called Adam, but it has a trans director, Reese Ernst. I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong.
Reese or Wright? It's got to be Reese. I don't know.
Reese Ernst. It's based on a book? Okay.
Oh, okay. That's kind of a cis guy visits his queer sister for the summer and is mistaken for a trans guy, and just runs with it. That's a little like
what? That's kind of fucked. But I mean, if a trans person is directing it, I'm definitely gonna give that a chance.
I have to see this now. I have to see if it's problematic.
Yeah.
MJ Rodriguez is in that? Okay, sold.
Oh in it shit! To win it. Yeah, no, we have to. She's beautiful.
Okay, now, speaking of, I have not been watching Pose, and I should. Pose is back. Go watch it. Okay.
Oh, did you hear about Janet Mock's, like, public breakdown?
No.
She was, like, straight up saying that she had cheated on Angel or...
whatever his real name is.
Yeah, I forgot what his real name is. But she said that she cheated on him. She said that she was only getting paid $40,000 an episode to consult when basically she brought in all the girls and all the writers. So she was pissed and she was drunk. And she said she fucked someone that day instead of her man. And she made him stand up and acknowledge that. And she acknowledged him as being, like, a really good partner in public in front of everyone at the post premiere. Yeah. Please look this up.
I hadn't even heard of it. That's wild.
Yeah. I was in Colorado, and I don't know why. I checked my phone, and everyone's like, Jen and Mock need to go on the Red Table Talk.
No, oh, my God. Okay.
They're like, she needs to clear up these entanglements. And I was like, what entanglements? And I don't know. Oof. Yeah, well, she was like, fuck y'all, I don't need y'all. And
I feel I feel like a little like dirty, like we're talking crap about her.
No, I'm not talking crap about her. I'm just saying what happens. But like I feel like it feels gross, yeah. Okay. Feels weird.
Moving on to like a really fucking good movie that we covered, Margarita with a Straw. Oh, do you remember that?
I love this movie. I cry every time.
It's y'all. So cute. And sad.
It's such a coming of age film that, like, I get it. It has its problems, right? But, like, at the same time, it's just so well done and so well written and so well acted. So I ain't even.
Yeah. We had a lot to say about it in a previous episode. Go look for it. It's pretty far back. I'm not going to lie, but we have one. And it has, like, representation of disability, sexuality, like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's good. It's, like, interesting. And it's on Hulu. All right. Cool. I haven't. This is embarrassing. I haven't seen The Color Purple.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, really embarrassing.
Have you? Well, no. If you didn't, read the book. It's so good. It's no. And it's, like, kind of a subtle thing. I think I think I found out it was like gayer in the actual book, and I think there was a lot more happening in the book between them. They were definitely in love in the whole movie, so I say give it a watch, but maybe if like you want an actual in-depth about their love story, like read the book, because they have like a long history of just being in love with each other and very real, powerful,
very
verb-like love.
Yeah, even says it, like, literally right here, first line. The film adaptation of Alice Walker novel does not contain the book's explicit romantic relationship between Seeley and Shug. So, fuck you, Steven Spielberg. Oh, just kidding. He apologized.
Yeah, because it's a lot. But it's kind of like Fried Green Tomatoes, where, like, I think that's on this list. We'll get to that, I guess, when we get to it. Yeah. Woo!
The next one, the reason for my first viral TikTok, also the reason for my pain.
I like that.
Probably happiest. One of the only like big lesbian films to come out last year. Fuck, I can't even think of any other ones. Oh, well, The Half of It was pretty good.
Oh, The Half of It was amazing.
Yeah,
but not as explicitly lesbian romance, more lesbian comedy. That's
focused on it, yeah.
It's more like a comedy. Lesbian
but I would
comedy.
Still say better. Happy season.
We talked about this. Y'all know.
Around the holidays. Mm. We talked about it. We bashed it. We had a lot of shit to say. What is most important is that I went viral on TikTok, so. because of this movie.
Hey. I love that for you. I love that bashing Happy Season made you go viral. That's
more
very
like
on brand.
Thirsting over
Aubrey
Plaza, yeah.
Yeah. She recently got married, didn't she?
Anyways. I guess.
Whatever. Anyways. Shout out to her. We hate to see it. We hate to see it.
We cry about seeing it, yeah.
Oh, I love this movie, and I know you don't love this movie.
I haven't seen it.
You would like it.
But then why did you think that I hated it?
Because I've tried to cover it and you're like, no, let's like not, because the women in charge were problematic. This movie's called Bound, and it was directed by the Wachowski sisters.
Oh, that's
why
I don't
want to cover it.
Because they're racist.
Oh, wait, for real, for real? Like, straight up racist? Like, Well, watch this bootleg. So, everybody, watch this bootleg. Don't pay no services to watch. I mean, if you already got Hulu, I don't think they really get no money. So,
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know how that works. Watch a bootleg if you can. I used to watch a bootleg, so I don't feel bad. Because I used to watch it on YouTube in 10 parts, and they took out the best part, as per usual. But it was still... I like this movie. It has like a really interesting dynamic and understanding of gender, because they have like a butch, like butch
number
lesbian.
Number seven on their best lesbian movies list.
I would probably rank it that high. I would rank it below The Handmaiden, but it's definitely
I'll fucking watch it.
It's a Handmaiden kind of movie. You should watch it, and they have chemistry. Like
okay.
Next movie.
I did watch this movie. It wasn't that good. It wasn't that good. Sorry to Carmilla fans out there, but it's called Almost Adults. They're just friends in this, though.
Yeah, I think that's why I didn't watch it. I was like, are they friends? I'm not watching that. I'll just watch Carmilla again. And I did not. I have not watched Carmilla again, but...
It's there, though, I guess.
It's also mediocre. This movie's not mediocre, and Gen Z would have me out here looking a fool if I didn't talk about this next movie again and blame y'all for not watching it sooner. Ammonite is that bitch, directed by a gay white man about lesbian old ladies. Like, look, we love to see it. White people just living in their lane, talking about the white things they understand. When it's done right, it's done right. I love it. I love this movie.
Ammonite's a solid film. Yeah, I liked it. We covered it pretty recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The next one I actually want to see, just because, you know, I've been into Dickinson. I'm a fan of Dickinson, the Apple series. This is, like, about Emily Dickinson, but, like, when she's older. And it's played by Molly Shannon. Can't complain there.
Huh, it's called Wild Nights with Emily. Mm-hmm. Molly Shannon plays Emily Dick. Okay, you might me. I might.
This
have
looks
to.
Really good. I don't know why I haven't seen it yet.
Molly Shannon played. This seems like something I would have wanted at like 11. I'm definitely watching that.
And yeah. Down. I gotta check it out. Sister Amy. I haven't even heard of this.
I have no idea what in the world they're talking about.
Reading description.
Okay. I don't know.
Does it look awful? It's in Mexico.
Huh. I might watch it just to see Mexico.
So it's like super loosely apparently based in on a real person, it seems, but it looks like most of it's made up. I don't know. I might watch it. I'm not against it.
Yeah, I'm not against that either. As long as I can see Mexico, I'm down to watch it. The next movie.
We'll praise it for the rest of our lives as long as we live and breathe. It's back on Hulu. It wasn't on there for a long time. Recently got back on Hulu. Our fucking favorite.
Yes, our fucking favorite, Mosquita and Mari. What are y'all doing? Stop this. Stop listening to us to go watch this.
Stop
on
listening
right
to Cabronis Chingonis.
Our whole thing in 2011, when I didn't know this would be a thing, or I didn't know. No, this is the thing that set me off into this world of like queer cinema. I didn't study this shit. I just saw this, like, I bought it. I saved it on my little thing in 2011 and watched it. Where's maybe 2012? Maybe 2012. But yeah, I know it came out in 2011 and changed my life. And it's going to change your life too, because this is what we mean by representation matters. Like, not we're not being fucking marketed to. No, we're actually being shown a reality. So go listen to our episode too. Like,
it's
Aurora broke that shit down.
We ever did. The very first episode we ever did, we covered this. And then a couple years later, we went on to interview the director of this film, who is an amazing human being, and we also have an episode with her. Fucking amazing interview. Like, can't top it. Won't even try.
No, it's our favorite. It's my favorite movie of all time. I know all the words. I'm due. I'm gonna watch this for my comfort movie for the rest of my life, basically. Oh, love that movie so much. 47. Can we talk to you, Reese, girl? Look, I love you, girl. Thank you for making this. Thank you for
the
hard work.
I don't think Reese did the 200 best lesbian movies.
Okay, but you know what? This should still be higher in this list.
Yeah, I mean, we're a little biased. But
I am 1,000% biased, Reese, so don't take me that serious, girl. I'm just saying.
Reese, go listen to... She's not even listening to this podcast.
Go listen
to our episode with Aurora Guerrero, and you'll, like, cherish it in a new way.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of the next one. Have you heard of the next one?
I have heard of the next one, and I have seen a trailer of this, and I will not watch this movie. It's called A Perfect Ending, and the first sentence, this mediocre lesbian film. it is just that. The trailer even looked bad. It's about a sex worker and a middle-aged white lady, and why do we keep inserting white people into relationships with, like, just, it's not realistic to me. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. It just ain't for me, and I'm not gonna watch it. It looked bad. It looked real bad.
I'm not even tempted. The next one looks interesting. I haven't heard of it. Good. It looks good. You've seen it. Okay.
This one's called Reaching for the Moon. You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it. Tell us about it. Is this Brazilian? Yeah, Brazilian. Okay, there
it is. Brazil's like a huge, like, side character of this entire... I fucking love this movie so much, y'all. It's about American poet Elizabeth Bishop. One of my favorite fucking, like... she wrote one of my favorite poems of all time. And to find out later that she was a lesbian and in love with a Brazilian designer, Lota de Macedo Soares. She was a millionaire in Brazil, child of a millionaire, and, like, apparently a genius and an artist as well. And they talk about their relationship, their love for each other, that spurred... Like this inspired Elizabeth Bishop to write my favorite poem of all time. So I love, not all time, but I love this movie. You're gonna like it if you watch it, Maite. Anyone else is gonna like it if they watch it. It's really not even about their relationship. It's more about depression and toxic relationships and dynamics with lesbians that are also super real. So love this movie. Watch it.
All right. It looks good. I would definitely give it a shot. What is this? True love, but true is spelled without an E, so that I'm already irked.
Cinema.
The damn Canadians did this. What is this?
Oh, God. A boot. It's a boot. It's about Alice's 6-year-old widow visiting somebody, and there's another person in the sentence, and something else happened in the sentence. I don't know, y'all. It looks like two white ladies...
The last line.
Touching.
But you watched this entire film, retained not one moment of it, but your mileage may vary. That's good. That's good. Good
Reese,
on you.
You're a genius.
Love that for you.
Yeah, I'm never going to watch that. Next.
The next one looks like indie trash, and I almost want to watch it. What is this? I'm just judging it by the still, nothing else. Oh, it's one of those, what if we bring in a third things?
Interesting. Oh, God. It's called Good Kisser, and I'm not watching this. But, I mean, if you tell me how it is. If it's worth it,
I'm not going to get there. You know how I am. I never watch anything. Okay.
I might get there. No, I don't know how desperate I am. It's not this. I'd rather watch Tom and Jerry at this point.
You and your Tom and Jerry. Okay. Oh boy, that's the last one. Can we add some to the Hulu list? You know, isn't Unpregnant on the Hulu list?
Unpregnant? I thought that was on HBO.
Oh, you're right. Okay, I think it used to be on Hulu. That's probably all of them then.
Oh man, this is all we have to work with. That's pretty bad. That's a
bro, it's just Hulu and it's just right now.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, have you watched any other terrible lesbian movies recently?
What?
I rewatched that thing I told you about. It was like a super shitty, like, Univision episode about lesbianism.
Oh, the novela.
Yeah. Decisiones extremas.
Apparently, we're soon gonna bring back our infamous watch parties. to our Patreon and do a little watch party for you guys on a I'm assuming a very cringy episode of a novela.
Oh my god, it's so bad. It's like,
I miss our novela days. Remember we were obsessed with that one novela?
That was a simpler, peaceful time.
Monday through Friday, I would like from like 7 to 8 just like watch like for scraps of gay in this awful novela.
Oh, you know what though? Let's talk about it. There is a new K-drama called Mine on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Age-appropriate lesbians. Okay. Okay. I love to see grown-ass women.
They're like side characters.
She's like a side character. She's a mom. I didn't say the other word. Yes. She's a mom. And she's, you know, of course, she runs a museum, Miss Alabette Porter. And of course, her love, her ex-girlfriend is an artist. And they do these flashbacks. And it's all like, it's very female gaze, though. Like, men are kind of an accessory, like a dumb accessory. They're like a bag that doesn't really fit anything. That's how I would characterize all the men. So it makes it really cool to watch because the men are just being dudes. Being bros over mm-hmm. there, mainly just about the yearning female gaze, and I love to see that. So it's on episode 4. It comes out on Sundays on Netflix, y'all.
It's like Mine. One of those. Let me know when it finishes so I can binge it.
I got you. California Love is also watching it.
You're lying. Okay, I'm She's, in.
Yeah, I'm, okay. Maybe I should have just told you that from the jump.
Yeah, always start with California Love 84.
I found out she was watching it. She posted about it, I think, yesterday. And I got into it because I had nothing to do and nowhere to be. So I just started watching. Because, no, a TikTok told me about lesbians. Oh, so I ran. TikTok. Wonderful. I ran over there. But yeah, shout out
well,
to
here's
TikTok
my request, because I think we are probably going to actually put this on our real feed instead of just our Patreon.
Okay.
My request for the audience, for the people, is for people. You guys to let us know if there's anything on this list that we haven't covered that you're like, yeah, you got to cover this bitch. What the fuck's wrong with you? You know?
Yeah. That if you vibe. Think if y'all really want to talk about all about E...
We have some exceptions to the rules. There are some
okay,
things
all right. I'm making sure because I was like, I'm serious. But, like, I don't want to watch that
like,
movie.
Maybe the, like, so one of the movies that we both haven't seen is, like, interesting and we're missing something. And, like, somebody in the audience wants to be like, hey, just give it a go. Or maybe. If you guys want us to bash something, that'd be interesting.
Oh, that would be interesting. I'd be into that, too, for the Patreon listeners.
For the Patreon, yeah.
We can go in on that shit. We can be honest.
Yeah.
I always am, but I'm like, oh.
Some of the shit we spew.
Yeah, don't want to add to that shit. So,
right on,
I would
right
gladly
on.
Do it. But yeah.
Well, this was fun. I like doing Patreon episodes. It feels like so much less pressure, a lot less time spent in front of a note section of my laptop.
Yeah,
writing
I feel like
down.
We
stuff.
Can just come in and react to things, which is what we're going to do coming up for the next Patreon, which I'm excited yeah. about. That shit's so yeah. bad. It's good.
It'll have to be sooner than later.
Okay, that's cool with me.
Cool. Like I said, we have merch, and we're actually really excited about this, so definitely at least go take a look-see and see if you like it, because I'm excited about having new shit out.
It's cute, y'all. It's really cute.
I feel
cute.
Like Selena, you know what I mean, when she started her boutique. Oh, that's the other thing I was watching. I have to say, just like okay. last minute shit, like mm-hmm. season 2 of this Netflix Selena series really fucking stepped it up. Like, they took a lot of advice from a lot of people and made me cry a lot.
I heard that. Everyone said that the show made them cry, and I was like, I don't even want to watch it. Like,
I'm baby.
Really? Have yeah. you heard the podcast, anything for Selena?
No, I really want to, though. Really They're good. Interviewing, like, Chris and the dad and all the people and shit, right?
They got Abraham to okay the music on their podcast, which, first off, they got him on, like, to agree to be recorded, and he agreed to license the music for the podcast. That was insane to me. So, just for that alone, and it's really good, dude. It's really inside. It's really about, of course, like, Selena is never always about Selena. It's about something way bigger. I mean, look at us. So it's very important. It's really good.
Interesting. Dude. Yeah, I do want to check it out. There's a lot of things on my list. But yeah, I just wanted to, like, you know, there's a lot of bashing, and some of it came from us from season 1, but season 2, like, I was at the very least somewhat impressed.
Wow. I'm kind of yeah. shocked. Well, I don't know if I'll give it a shot, honestly.
Yeah,
I didn't think I'll be there ever. It's kind of like brownish. No, thank you.
Less brownish. Okay. It's just not, it's not that bad. Like, we can't even do that to them. All right, well, thanks for listening, guys. Thank you to all our Patreon supporters in particular for always being there and for helping us pay the bills, because Squarespace is about to charge us. And that's expensive. So thank you for thank all y'all. That you do.
I don't know. We love y'all. Y'all are the best. Thank y'all so much.
Bye, guys. Follow us at CYC Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Follow me at MYTE Panda on everything.
And follow me at Fried Papita on Twitter.
Oh, woo. We're bye. Woo girls now. Wow. Okay, bye.